Hi, guys. Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. You've heard of the seven deadly sins before, right? Pride, greed, lust, gluttony, envy, slothfulness, and anger. I always understood why things like envy and lust were there, because I'd seen how it ruined people's lives. And I understood why slothfulness was there, because I was always taught to work hard. I understood why all of these were mentioned, except for anger. Why, out of all of the bad things, characteristics, you know, that could have been mentioned, was anger in there? I mean, we all get angry. We all have moments of anger, and surely it can't be a sin to be angry, right? But what if it goes beyond that? Beyond those once in a while moments of anger? Are you someone who constantly finds themselves getting angry or frustrated? And over little things that don't even matter? Or do you feel like you have a short fuse and you can't control your anger? You might not realize how your anger affects those around you as well, and how it can eventually come to hurt them and yourself as well. One of the words of advice that my husband and I got when we were married was to never go to bed angry. And at first, I didn't completely agree because, to be honest, I'm the type of person that needs time to calm down instead of trying to fix it all at once. And usually if I'm upset, I can go to bed and wake up with a clear mind, or I would just get over it. But once we were married, I realized how going to bed angry affected me and my husband. And I would wake up the next day and still feel mad, and it would just ruin the whole day. So instead, we agreed that no matter what, we would talk it out, figure it out before we went to bed. President Thomas S. Monson told of a story of an elderly man who spoke at the funeral of his brother. He mentioned how he and his brother had a fight a long, long time ago, and they shared a small cabin together. And this one time, out of this argument and anger, they decided to separate the cabin by drawing a line right down the middle in chalk. And since that day, each of them stayed on their separate sides and never spoke to each other ever again. And that had been 62 years before. And President Monson then said, "Just think of the consequence of that anger. What a tragedy. May we make a conscious effort to refrain from anger and to leave unsaid the harsh and hurtful things we may be tempted to say." So I realize now why anger became one of the seven deadly sins. It's because anger leads to hurtful actions and words that we can never take back. Lately, I've been reading several different stories in the news about road rage incidents that have ended up with murders and people dying. In every story, it's someone whose short-fused anger that leads them to commit these violent crimes, where in that moment of severe anger, they stop thinking rationally and make a mistake that they'll now have to pay for the rest of their life. And because of that anger, someone spends the rest of their life in jail. And because of that anger, families are ruined. I know, even in my own personal life, that there have been times where I've said things that I didn't mean out of anger. And once hurtful words are said, you can't take them back. You just have to try to replace them, which takes so much work. So it's just better not to say them at all. President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "Anger is not an expression of strength. It is an indication of one's inability to control his thoughts, words, his emotions." Of course, it's easy to get angry. When the weakness of anger takes over, the strength of reason leaves. Cultivate within yourselves a mighty power of discipline. So how can we learn to control our anger? What can we do to stop it when moments of frustration arise? And the first thing that I thought about and that has worked for me is to just breathe. Take a step back before you say anything, before you do anything, and just breathe for 10 seconds. It's amazing what 10 seconds can do to your anger. It will help give you time to calm down before you react. Take deep breaths and count it out in your head. Let your mind rationalize a bit before you speak. One thing that I learned and practice when I'm angry is to go do something to let off steam. Sometimes I'll go for a walk, I'll go for a drive in my car, go get ice cream, I play with my cat, or I'll start to clean. I give myself time to cool off, and when I feel ready, I come back and express my feelings in a calmer state where I've had time to think about what I want to say and how I want to say it. Not everything needs to be fixed in that moment. And I think sometimes that's where we go wrong because we want to fix it all right then and there. And you don't have to. If you need to step aside, give yourself time to calm down and revisit the problem with a clear state of mind. I will also just say, don't just walk away and never come back to it. That's how feelings get bottled up and they never get fixed. And then one day you'll just blow up on something that has nothing to do with it. So make sure that you talk about it and you express what you're feeling. Just don't do it with words of anger. And my third advice is to understand your anger. Own your emotion and understand where it's coming from, and then find a solution to get rid of it. Last week, actually, my sister and I decided to meet up for dinner after work. And once we met up, I could tell that she was bothered. And I asked her if something was wrong. But of course, she brushed it off and said she was fine. So I kept going and kept talking to her and acted like nothing happened. Well, our waiter forgot to bring out our utensils, and my sister lost it. I mean, she was so upset at what I thought was because the waiter forgot our utensils, which wasn't even that big of a deal. And I was so confused. And later on, she told me that she was mad because she'd had a bad day at work and she'd gotten into an argument with a coworker. And that's when I understood, like, she's not mad over the waiter forgetting our utensils. She's mad because of this incident at work. Yet here she was taking it out on me and the poor waiter. Guys, learn to recognize your anger. When someone asks you if you're upset, don't tell them you're not angry. If you are, be honest, own it. Recognize your feelings and why they're happening. And once you take those 10 seconds of deep breaths like we talked about or go for a walk to let off steam, then address them. Find a solution to that anger and work on it. Don't just keep it in and save it for someone else who has nothing to do with it. I totally understand now how anger can be so hurtful and how it can be considered a sin. We must learn to control it and not let it control us. If you're someone who has a short fuse, recognize that you do and practice some of the things that we talked about. I would never want to do something out of anger that I would regret the rest of my life. It's just not worth it. So if you've got any great tips on how you relieve your anger or what helps you, let us know by commenting below. Thanks for listening today, and make sure to listen Monday through Friday for daily uplifting messages. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We'll